You probably heard the saying, live your life like there's no regrets. Well, I think that's BS, and I'll tell you why. How could you live your life with no regrets when you go through your life in certain stages where you weren't capable of making the right decision? Like, I got a couple instances myself. One of the things I look back on every once in a while and wish I would have done was do drama in high school. I was outgoing enough, but there was a part of me that was shy. I would be funny and carefree with my friends among the people I knew, but once I got out of that circle, I was a little bit more reserved. So whenever I would think about going on stage and doing, I guess, learning lines and being on in a play, I would back away from that. So I never pursued it. And there was, of course, a part of me that wanted to do that. Look at the stuff I do now. It's no holds barred humor, baby. So I tell my kids, when you get a chance, you know, go into drama if you can, because it's gonna just expose you to different types of opportunities, and it's gonna teach you different things. So I never did get into drama. One of the things I did do is I did do ethnic dancing when I was young. So that kind of got me into the over the stage fright thing, getting in front of people, sometimes hundreds of people at different festivals. That was fun. What was the other regret? So let me think, what was I going to tell you? My other regret, I had this all done. Film school. To be honest with you, I didn't really think about film school. I had a friend of mine who always said he wanted to go to film school. But it was, I don't know, it was more of a hippie or yuppie type thing that he would tell us, because he didn't seem to like films very much. He didn't seem to be interested in learning about the great movies and the great people that were in the movies. So, and he never did end up going to film school. Now I am looking at things and YouTube, and you may not know this, but I got lots of videos online, probably for sure 60 to 80 videos online, and I've done many that aren't even published, that I wish I would have learned some in film school. And that leads me to this book I'm reading. I was going to tell you about one more regret I had that it may not be too late to do, but I forgot what that is. So, but one of the things I wanted to share with you was this book I'm reading. It's called The Portable Film School. Everything you'd learn in film school without ever going to class. And it's by the author D.B. Gillis, the author of The Screenwriter Within. So it is a condensed version of what they teach you in film school, it looks like. But I'm really early on in the story. And let me, if you don't mind, I'd like to read you the 12 storytelling musts. So every story or every screenplay that there is, and they're talking about the long screenplays here, they're not talking about the 8-minute short movies, has to contain these elements with some variation. And once you learn this, it may take some of the magic out of movie making and storytelling away, but it also just may kind of enlighten you to a different world or expose a different world to you. And even myself, this is pretty new to me, but there is certain things that I have used in the videos I have made and the audios I make as well. But anyway, let's go into the 12 storytelling musts. Number one, there must be a story. Number two, every story must have an instigating event. Think of it as the thing that happens that makes the rest of the movie happen. Someone is murdered. A woman finds out her husband is having an affair. A college-bound basketball star breaks his leg and loses his scholarship. The instigating event leads to, number three, the major dramatic question. Will they find the killer? What will the woman do? What will the basketball star's future be without a scholarship? Another way of thinking about this is the major dramatic question asks what the main character wants. That leads us to number four. He must have a want. A want is what motivates all of the character's actions throughout the script until he gets what he wants. If he gets what he wants, at the end of the script, the movie ends. However, he may sometimes get what he wants earlier, perhaps at the end of Act 2. Then he must deal with the consequences of getting what he wants, which may lead to his wanting something else. Number five, things can never be too easy for your main character. There must be plenty of complications, adversaries, and obstacles. Number six, there must be an ally or allies to help the main character overcome obstacles. Number seven, the hero must fail before he succeeds. Yeah. Number eight, there must be a dramatic moment or event in the middle of Act Two that sums up the heat of the story a few more degrees, that turns up the heat of the story a few more degrees. Number nine, there must be some crucial piece of new information 2/3 of the way into the story. Usually at the end of Act Two. This is known as the turning point, or to get fancy, peripety. I have no idea about that. I've never heard of that word. Anyway, number 10, no matter what the genre, the last third of the script, Act 3, must be the most exciting and interesting. Think of Acts 1 and 2 as the ride up the roller coaster and Act 3 as the ride down. Okay, number 11. There must be a change or arc in the main character's personality that brings him to a different, presumably better place than he was at the start of the story. Ignorant to knowledgeable, prejudiced to tolerant, or politically incorrect to politically correct. In real life, people may not change, but in art, they must. And number 12, the ending doesn't necessarily have to be a happy or sad, but it must be a satisfying ending. Yes, even a podcast must be satisfying. Now you are armed with the knowledge to dissect any movie you've ever seen or will see. You'll get into the mind of the screenwriter, director, depending on who did what in the movie. You will be able to perhaps even anticipate what is coming in the movie. But a good movie will make you think and will surprise you, just like a good podcast surprises you. Thanks so much for listening to the From the Hit Podcast, Audio Aug 20. 10 more days left in August. Hope yours is going great. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And you're obviously a cool cat. For listening, so sleep well with that knowledge, my friend.